Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. Shahjahan Sheikh from Sandesh Kali, the TMC leader, has been finally arrested. We'll talk about that. Manipur police are on protest. Police is protesting. Let us figure why. Why are police protesting? And I've got one more video that I need to show to you. So, two topics. Let's get right into the show. I have been always talking to you about choices. The right to choose. I have always been telling you that a consumer is a king when he has choices. Ye nahi, to ye. If not this, this. Choice. The same goes with a voter also. The alternative. If this, not this leader, then this leader can run the country. If I have given this leader a chance for 5 years, 10 years, then why not give this leader a chance for 5 years, 10 years? This leader looks to be equally capable. This is an ideal situation. This is when a country can say that, listen, you know what? We have got a vibrant democracy. This is what vibrant democracy actually means. I have choices. I have choices for my chief minister. I have choices for my prime minister. I have choices for the MLA, MP, stroke, municipal corporator candidate who stands in my locality, my constituency. I've got choices. Today, it is this sheer choice that's a huge question mark in India. And I will try and explain what I mean by that. You see, police personnel across the Methi-dominated valley district of Manipur laid down arms on February 28th to protest against abduction of a police officer by members of Arambai Tengol, a radical Methi outfit. The police, they laid down their arms and they're in protest. They say, "Yaar, our men were abducted by this Methi group." Now, before you conclude saying that, are kya police dhar gaya, ya police ka kaam hai, their job to protect others, they can't protect themselves. Before we say all that, please understand what the police says is that the Manipur police officials said that the force morale is down. None of the civil society groups have come out in our support. Our hands are tied. We are stopped from taking action against the miscreants. Our own people are not supporting us. The police officer who has been attacked is also a Methi. This is what the official said. What they are saying is our hands are tied. People are not helping. This is exactly what I told you in my last editorial. Indian police can tackle any miscreants. Indian police can catch any miscreants by their collar and get them and put them behind bars. Any miscreants, Indian police is capable of that. The only reason, most often than not, the only reason that stops them from arresting a miscreant are politicians. Are politicians and the pressure put on them. Look at what the officers are saying. Our hands are tied. We cannot take steps against Maithi, this radical Maithi group. Why? Because obviously who ties their hands? Can civil society tie their hands? Whatever they say, can civil society tie their hands? No. Politicians tie their hand. And then their people are abducted. They are protesting. They are saying, here, I put my arms. I can't fight. Because you are not allowing me to fight. You are tying my hands. What governance is this?
And how many such incidents would the central government, that is the Bharatiya Janata Party run central government, want to dismiss the Bharatiya Janata Party run state government of Biren Singh? How many such incidents are they waiting for? When will this happen? Why are they quiet? Why are they looking the other way? Why are decisions not being taken? This conflict has been there for over a year now. Almost. Why aren't we stopping it? Why aren't we questioning the government? Why are there no concrete actions taken? Why? Why is the government quiet? This is about the BJP government. The Narendra Modi run BJP government who says, give me another 5 years and I will make the whole world change for you. His government. Now, let me talk to you about an alternative. Somebody who is perceived as an alternative to Narendra Modi. That is Mamata Banerjee. Let me talk about her. You see, a few days back, there was this allegation of sexual misconduct in a place called Sandesh Kali. I've done a whole editorial on this. You can go and see it. I told you then that if the police wants, like I told you now, if the police wants, they can ensure that this man is arrested, this culprit is arrested. And that's exactly what the police did. And where was this culprit? Not in Nepal, not in Dubai, not in Amsterdam, not in London. The man was in West Bengal and it took around 50 days for the police to arrest him. Now, police, he was not absconding since now. He was absconding since the time when ED alleged that their men were attacked. He's absconding. And the West Bengal police couldn't track him. Malum nahi kidhar hai. Can't catch. Ran away. Gone. When the pressure mounted, when people really put on pressure, when the media started putting pressure, when the pressure was felt by the ruling government there, and the government ruled by Mamata Banerjee and Trinamool Congress, that's when Shahjahan Sheikh was arrested. And I want you to show you the visuals, the way he's arrested and the way he's walking into the police station. Are Baba, it doesn't look like a criminal walking into the police station. It looks like the SP walking into his office. The superintendent of police of the area walking into his office. That's the way he's walking into police station. What kind of treatment do you think he is going to get in that police station? What is the police going to interrogate him? I am asking you as a lay person. I am not giving any judgment. I am not making any judgment here. I am asking you as a lay person. And I want somebody to answer me. What kind of justice do you think that he will get? What kind of interrogation will happen to him? Look at the way he is walking into the police station. That too after 50-55 days since he was absconding. Again, that was not for the Sandesh Kali sexual assault incident. His people allegedly attacked ED officers. So, finally, because of all the pressures, he was caught. And he was caught right from West Bengal, which is what I told you last time. So, that's it. Now, I want to move to a more dangerous topic. There's a viral video of this man. His name is Jatileshwar Mundal, who is the vice president of Moreshwar block number 2 panchayat. He is a Trinamool leader. Hear what this man is talking about. There are subtitles down. Please hear this. It's a viral video. Then I will get back to you.
চারখানা জায়গা আমাদের তো কোন জায়গায় কোন ফল পাইতে পারবে না থানা পুলিশ কোর্ট একবার হাড় হুট ছাড়িয়ে দেবো ভদ্র হবে যাবো কি শোন তুই ভোট দিস আর না দিস তুই ভোট থেকে বেরে দিলে এই কথাটা এখনই মেনে দিতে হবে একটা একটা রাউন্ড বলে দিতে হবে কানে তার গুরু যেমন মন্ত্র দেয় ফুসফুস করে একদম ঠিক যেখানে যেমন সেইখানে ফুসফুসে মন্ত্রটা দিয়ে যাবে পাঁচ মিনা যদি ভোটে একটা বেইমানি করেছিস তো তোর বেরোবার দরকার নাই তো ঘরে বসে থাকবি ভোট দিতে যাবার দরকার নাই ভোট দিবি না কিন্তু আমাদের বিরুদ্ধে অপপ্রচার করবি না আমাদের বিরুদ্ধে অপপ্রচার করবি না তাহলে একদম হাত কেটে নেবো, একদম তোর হাত কেটে নেবো। তুই আমাদের নেতৃত্বের ভয়ে ভাতালিছিস, তোর বাবার বার্ধক্য ভাতালিছিস, তাহলে চাল খেয়েছিস, তাহলে জমির টাকা নিচ্ছিস, সব নিচ্ছিস, আর ভোটটা ওদিকে মারবি ছেড়ে কথায় কইবো না।
This man is openly threatening the voters of his area and asking them to stay put at home during elections. He is stating that if he would chop their hands off if they go out to vote or engage in negative campaign for Trinamool Congress. Openly threatening. Now this is a viral video. I have no way to authenticize it, but this man is authentic. What he is saying is sounding very real. And he is saying it before the election. This is happening in West Bengal. My question is, if not Modi, the alternative could have been Mamata Banerjee. Is this the alternative? Is this the alternative? The point is that somewhere down the line, all this cannot happen with Mamata Banerjee being oblivious of all this. It cannot happen. Now I ask Derek O'Brien. Now I ask Mahua Moitra. Now I ask all those leaders who speak so eloquently and so beautifully in Rajya Sabha / Lok Sabha about human rights, about righteousness, about good governance. Where are they? Why are they not raising their voice? Why are they not quitting their party? Why are not they not going and asking their leader as to, madam, ye kya ho raha hai? What is happening? This is killing democracy more than anything else. Let me tell you, and let me be fair here. Before you ask that, listen, I am the alternative, I am the better alternative, the democracy is getting killed, the democracy is being ruined, which is more or less a lot of things are true too, which is not what I am not denying a word of that. But the point is, these are the people who are saying that democracy is going down the drain, and what are they doing? What are they doing? What is the alternative doing? I mean, this is beyond belief, this is shocking. And incidentally, I am told by experts experts who deal with West Bengal politics, I am told that theek hai, ye sab hote rehta hai. This all happens. Are it happens? And we are quiet about it? So my problem is that somewhere down the line, I want my viewers to be aware of what are the choices they have in front of them. What are the choices they have in front of them in the year 2024? I want to show you the complete picture. This is what's happening in Manipur. This is what's happening in West Bengal. And as if anything else happens anywhere, that also I will get back to you. I will show it to you. But this is the real picture. And like I said, again, I want to repeat before I close. I ask Mr. Derek O'Brien. I ask Ms. Mahua Moitra. You make all those beautiful speeches. Beautiful speeches in Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha. Would you make a speech about your own person? Could you make that same speech in your party meeting and ask your leader what the hell is happening here? Would you do that? I don't think much of the people in Bharatiya Janata Party has got the right or the guts to ask that to their leaders. Do you? If no, what is the difference between you and them? Till I see you next time, that's tomorrow at 10 p.m. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.